This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks. Hey, it's Anna. A few days ago, we asked to hear from those of you who are essential workers, those of you who can't stay home right now, about what you're thinking about and what's helping you. And we've heard from so many of you since then. Thank you. We're working on an episode that represents the range of workers we heard from. That'll come out on Wednesday. But today, I wanted to start with this one voice memo that came in. This listener recorded it outside while she was on a walk.
Hi, Anna. My name is Jennifer Dunham. I work as a surgical nurse in Ohio. Getting to work, being able to work, having the privilege to work, and then having the fear that maybe I'm bringing this home to my family, it weighs heavily on my mind. My husband and I, we have 6 kids. 3 of them are home with us now, and my father-in-law also lives with us. Everybody's pitching in, trying not to get on each other's nerves. I think the biggest thing that I would like people to do is, at least for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but I want people to be patient with me, with each other. I want you guys to know that we are doing the best that we can. And I am scared too. I have one mask that I received when I did my TB testing about, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago. I kept it in my locker, not thinking that I would ever really use it for an emergency, as we have always had them available to us. But that's not the case, because people have been stealing masks and stealing hand sanitizer and stealing gloves and stealing towels. And it's incredible to me that people think that by taking these things, they're saving themselves, but they're really not. I mean, I'm still washing my hands like I always have. I always greet my patients with a big smile. And then I put my mask on, and they know the drill by now, because obviously there's TVs everywhere. It's a good time. My husband and I talk a lot about it. The people set aside their political agendas and their religious agendas and just love each other. I'm not like saying that in a woo-woo way. I'm saying that in a practical, we have to come together. And this will pass over us. And it's not lost on me that this is close to Passover. And while I'm not a hugely religious person, I mean, I'm spiritual and I'm soulful. And when I look at my children and we go for walks and they ask me, "Mom, you know, are you going in today?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am." You know, a couple of my kids, sometimes they get up early and try to see me off now. They're like, "Be safe, Mom." And being present, breathing, taking our time. That's what we need to do. Being mindful. I'm out here walking in the woods, blowing off some steam and listening to the peeps and enjoying their hopeful chatter. Well, I'm praying for everybody and I'm encouraging everybody. And if I could wrap my arms around you, I would, because I'm a big hugger. And well, this really putting the kibosh on my hugging. Please take care, Anna. And please stay healthy. I need you. Thanks.
Thanks, Jennifer. We need you too. We'll share more thoughts from those of you who are essential workers on Wednesday. In the meantime, if you have thoughts you'd like to share, record them and send them to us at deathsexmoney@wnyc.org.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.